All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. Whoops. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is June 25th, 2025. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. We are, I don't know what we are. We're hot. I know that. It has been hot and steamy and brutal. And I think most of the United States has been feeling this heat wave. And I hope everyone's doing okay. It is hot, man. Well, I went for a walk this morning. It does feel a little nicer, though. It feels like the temperature has changed a little bit, come down or something changed. But whew, it's been hot. And, you know, I appreciate that. I do enjoy summer and a good dog days of summer heat. But, yeah. It's been pretty rough. I went paddling. I don't know if I shared this, but went paddling on Sunday, I guess it was. And, oh, my God, I thought I was going to freaking have a heart attack. We did, the coach types in the chat, doing 15 miles today. We're going to do some changeover races or some changeover practice. 15 miles, be hydrated. See you guys on Sunday. And I'm like, oh, my God, 15 miles. I personally have never done 15 miles. I've done 11. I've done 11.2, but not 15. I'm like, what's the big deal, right? No big deal. And I apologize for even thinking that. It was a huge deal. It was freaking hot. We went out. We were supposed to go out about 10. Ended up going out about 11. Had some miscommunication with teammates and where we were, I've shared, we're trying to figure out where we're keeping these boats, down at the beach, yada, yada, yada. We probably left about 11. Let's see, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, probably around 10:40. I don't know, somewhere in there. Ended up paddling 2.5 hours. Did 14 miles, headed north up the beach, and my God, the wind just was blowing, right? Coming off the land, the heat was hot, the sun was bright, it was brutal, and we did it. I don't know. The goal was 15 miles. I don't know. We ended up doing 14 miles. I couldn't have done another foot. My right arm and forearm were freaking completely locked up. still recovering, but man, what a great experience. I shared in a post that it was a real test for me at least, because multiple times during the paddle, I was going to quit. I was going to jump out of the boat and swim home. And luckily, I didn't do that. I don't think I would ever do that. But man, this is the kind of experience that, you know, you start having interesting thoughts, right? And I always say, don't quit before the miracle. And I was trying to quit several times. One of the things that we were trying to do, we have a race coming up over in near Kent Island in the Chesapeake, which is a 35-mile race. Whoa, what's going on here? So the microphone's moving. And it's 35 miles, I think. It's something like that. But the change races is, you know, you get a boat, you get a crew, six guys and gals, whatever you got, and you start, right? And then at some point, 5 miles into the race, a support boat is sort of waiting for you. And at some point, 5 miles in, this is what we did the other day. Three people jumped out, right? And at that point, three people are already in the water. And so as you go by, those three people climb in, right? And you keep changing out people so that you can keep up the pace. And so coach is like, we're gonna practice this. I was like, that sounds great, right? So we get to a certain point, and coach is like, jump out, you know, 1, 5, whatever he told. They freaking jumped out. The wind took our boat out to sea. I'm like, that's it. We're going to Europe. I mean, I was paddling my hardest, and I don't know. This other chick that was in the boat, beast, man. I don't remember her name. She freaking jumps out of seat 5, pulls herself along the boat, climbs into seat 1, balances out the weight. Finally, we can start to put enough power to get back to these guys. And it was crazy. What an amazing experience, man. That's living, right? That is living. A little fear in there, a little everything sprinkled into that one. It was freaking crazy. Here we go. Dave Matthews, why I am. Why I am. That is right. Paddling like that is why I am who I am, right? That's the kind of shit that sort of makes me me. And the cool thing is that experience, right? That moment, I think it created a new part of me because that part of me did not exist and does now. And at least I know in situations like that, I can show up. I can still make it, which is freaking awesome. I remember getting sober and thinking, I'm never going to be able to do this. I thought, forget it. Not drink for every day for the rest of my life. That's freaking insane. And but here we are, right? I'm still hanging in there. And grateful for that. Grateful for the paddling. Grateful for the struggle, right? Push through, right? Don't quit before the miracle happens. And I believe that happens in recovery, and I definitely believe that it happens in whether it's my paddling or whatever it is we're out there trying to do. Yeah, just don't quit, right? Don't give up. And especially when you can't, when you have no choice, right? And that's how it was on Sunday. You could not quit because we had three people were in the ocean, and the boat was getting taken out to sea. We couldn't quit. There was no getting them back if we'd quit. They were at, I mean, I don't even think they had life preservers on. So they were out there just treading water. And, you know, ideally in a perfect situation, they'd have jumped out. We'd have paddled around in a loop and come back by and pick them up. But the conditions, I will say, I don't think that, you know, we were out there on Sunday in conditions typically we would not have been out there. I don't know if it was become it was because we had people coming from out of the state to paddle. And you don't want them to drive 2 hours, 2.5 hours to come paddle and then not be able to. So maybe there was just a little, felt a little obligated. I'm not sure. I don't think we were at any point in any danger. We were never off the coast too far. So anyway, great, great weekend paddling. Paddling on Wednesday, got a new friend coming, new Ben. So I'm excited about that. But it is, what is today? Today is Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday. Great week started already. Worked yesterday, trying to be flexible a little more with my schedule. Worked some yesterday. I'm taking Friday off. Taking Friday off, but at the same time working on Friday morning. So never a complete day off. But yesterday was Monday and went to the meeting. Once again, the step proceeds to the next. And we are on to the seventh step, right? Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. I'm entirely ready to have him. What is it? Shit. Oh, my God. Is it humbly or entirely? Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings, right? Yeah, we're entirely. That's sixth step. Yeah, I went to the meeting last night, read the step. Actually was asked if I would sit up front, which is always cool. You know, I'll at some point I always have to step back and say, I didn't come to this program for any of this shit, right? Initial startup in the program was sort of because I had to. Always the goal, please stop letting me drink and drive, right? I always said if I could just not drink and drive, I'd be very happy. And I solved that on the first day, right? So starting to really have some sort of actual honest interest in these steps is always a challenge. It was definitely a challenge in the beginning. It isn't as much today, but I do find it fascinating when I'm in a room with a bunch of newcomers and I'm trying to, and I said to them last night, unfortunately, due to the steps of this program, I have had the spiritual awakening, right? And so now my job is to try to explain how I got there without sounding like a complete nutcase. And unfortunately, when I found the spiritual awakening, I have all of a sudden started to understand and more has been revealed. And I start going, oh man, I get it. I get it. Listen, guys, listen. And I sound like an idiot, right? And so that's the challenge, is to try to, you know, share how it's gone for me, how I ended up in this place, and not sound like some spiritual guru, which I have been called, I've been accused of being. Or someone who thinks they are, which I don't, right? I don't. But I've seen the burning bush, right? I've been to the mountain, and what I've learned in this whole thing is just the removal of fear in my life. Today, I live in a place minus fear, and that's so simple, right? That's too simple of a statement to make for the complicated problems that I used to have, right? The complicated problems that I and others have had cannot be solved just by this idea that in the end, all we want to do is live in a place free of fear. But, and unfortunately, that's what it turns out to be. And the 6 and 7 step are some big ones, right? And, you know, I've shared about my character and the big obvious, you know, stop doing drugs, stop stealing, stop lying, right? Stop doing all these big things. If I could just stop some of the big things, I think my life would improve, right? If you're a thief and you just stop stealing, your life's probably going to get better. It's probably going to eliminate a lot of interactions with a lot of typical people you wouldn't have conversations with, like cops and lawyers and judges, right? You know, if you're a drug addict and you just stop doing drugs, it would probably improve your life quite a bit. And just like with my life, quitting drinking, it made my life better immediately. It made my life better immediately. The problem is the disease that I have doesn't like me to stay better, right? And so I start to fringe offend, right? Offenses on the fringes. And to me, that is what the 7th step is all about. And I've said this before, and I will say it again, and I'll say it again after this. But this is the step where we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And that's quote Matt Haley, right? We miss you, big boy. But that's what he told me. This is the step where we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And I immediately was like, I get it. I get it, man. This is the step where we put the shopping carts back, right? These are the steps where we make our bed. This is the steps where, you know, we start doing better, right? And it's all the little fringy things that no one pays attention to, right? And I shared in that article I read, the micro-cheating, right? These are micro-character defects. And it was funny because I sat with my buddy who always says that he just thinks that 6 and 7 mean the same thing. They just didn't want to use different words or something. I don't know. And I'm like, they don't, right? They do not. Because I believe that shortcomings are the things that keep us sick. It's the little, you know, it's the flipping people off in the car, right? It's cussing. It's, you know, starting shit behind glass. It's, white lies. It's, you know, inappropriate comments on social media that nobody sees, right, except for you. And then the only problem is when it's done, we're the ones that live in the place of fear, right? We're the ones that live in that swamp. And if our goal turns out to be is we just want to live in a place free of fear, right, these little shortcomings are the things that can keep us in it. I've talked about this 100 times, and I'll just always have to keep talking about it. It's just so real. It's so true. And, but the thing, like I said last night, I didn't come here for that. Right? I didn't come here to learn about character defects and shortcomings. I came here because I got caught too much. And so it's trying to transition from that world into this new world. And unfortunately, it just takes time. It takes time. Like Sunday, 14 miles. One of the things about doing 14 miles in a boat is it just takes time. And it is a grind. And there are things that I was looking for and some things I was wanting that weren't coming. And freaking text. And yeah, time is time. And, you know, it's also one of these things that sort of we just start to understand over time because we've listened and heard it so many times, right? Like I can hear it and believe it and then still do bad things and make mistakes. And I did that a lot early on in recovery. You know, today I'm still not perfect, right? I worked the 7th step. I'm still not perfect at it though. I've shared before, my first thought isn't always great, especially when it comes to traffic and stupid people. You know, just little things, but I definitely try to think, right? Think it through. Flipping people off. I've never been a big fan of that. I have done it. And when I have done it, I'm like, I hope these people don't come and kick my ass, right? You start to be afraid again. It's when I say things, you know, I was talking to my buddy Ben the other day and he was saying something to me and I was like, well, you want to test me? You know, like, he's younger, right? And for some reason, I'm like, you know, I may be old, but you want to test me? Come on, let's go. I don't know why I said that. I'm not a guy that's just going to start wrestling. I'm not a MMA fighter. I'm not going to beat my buddy Ben up. Ben probably kicked my ass. I have no idea. I would never go that far. I don't even know why I said it. And then he told me a couple of days later, he goes, you sure are abrupt about some of the things that you say. And I was like, yeah, I don't even know why I said that. So, you know, I wish I could be better at that. And I'm going to try to be. I'm working on it because, you know, when I say things like that, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I hope Ben's not upset at me, right? I don't, even if it's little bits of fear or worry or anxiety, I don't even really want to live in any of it, right? You know, I know people in my life that'll do stupid things, and I'm like, God, you shouldn't have done that. That's, you know, now you got to think about it. I don't even care, right? There's always that option, right? We can just not care. Unfortunately, I know we care, and I know I care, and I don't want to live like that today. And it's funny how we transition, or how I transition from just a guy that drank too much to now somebody that cares about how I feel, right? Turns out there's more to this than we realize. And when I started to realize, I was like, oh my God. And when I finally realized it's about fear and how all these steps help me remove it, and then I get to this place in the 10th step where I can manage it. And if I do make a stupid character defect mistake, I can clean it up right away. And I don't have to take it into the next day. I don't have to take it into, you know, sleeping. I don't have to sit on the couch. You know, I remember back in the day sitting on the couch just being full of anxiety and worry, right? And it doesn't have to be that way today, right? It doesn't have to be that way, but it just takes time, and it's one day at a time. And so that's what I think is the coolest thing about the seventh step. And, you know, the way my buddy Matt put it, so this is a step where we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. I think we all understand that, right? Because as a person that is not a thief, right? I've never been the only thing I've stolen is peace of mind and happiness, right? and security. I've stolen those, but I'm not I've never stolen a car, right? I have stolen I stole $100 from my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend, or stepdad, excuse me. So like my buddy Gary, we are capable of it. I am capable of it. I didn't have to go down that path, didn't do it too much, but definitely did it, right? But I will fill my sugar, my pockets with free sugar, right? And that is, you know, still a bad behavior because as it may not appear that way to some people, it's still what it is. And, you know, that's a thing. And when we find ourselves 5-10 years into a program, 5-7 years into a program, and we're still not finding that peace of mind, right, that higher power, that thing that everybody talks about, I know for me, that's sort of where I was at, right? You know, I'd been doing this program a long time. I wasn't finding a spiritual awakening, a higher power. I was feeling like, once again, I've been let down, and it's really not the case. It just requires a lot of different things for me to get to me to a place where I'm available to live in that place. And one of them is just these character defects and shortcomings, right? And and even though I did start to understand them, I still struggle with them, right? So today I just know that, you know, I'm just trying to be on my absolute best behavior all the time. And for that, I feel pretty peaceful. And I definitely, the glimpses of it that I used to get are longer today, right? And now I can really start to fine tune it. And as lackluster as it is, right? Because I was hoping there would be like, you know, fireworks and, you know, all this great stuff. And it turns out it's just really this place free of this self-centered fear that I live in and that I create. And you know, through the way that I've lived through my whole life, right? I'm having to unwind it. But once it's becoming unwound, it's pretty freaking awesome, man. I'm really, really digging it. And, but, you know, I got to try to explain that to people, and it's really hard. So, you know, we simplify it by not stealing the Wawa sugar packets. yeah, I mean, are you on seventh step? Are you 6 and 7? They're just great steps. You know, the other thing is I always want to tell people is, you know, just like I said, take your time. There's a guy at the meeting the other night. I don't know. He is so new, but he's already on his fourth step, and I think that's great, but inside my head, I'm like, you're doing this too fast. You're doing this too fast. And like, it's hard to explain, but faster is not better, right? It's not like, it's typical self-centered behavior. Let's get it done. Let's do it quicker. I know. Why do I know this? Because this is what I did. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's start to get the benefits of whatever it is that I'm doing here in me quicker. And it just doesn't happen because the only thing behind that is self. And when self is behind something, You're not finding the humility. And that is the important part of the step. You know, we humbly, right? We humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. You know, that what does that mean? That first of all, it recognizes that we recognize that we have them, right? You have to be able to see them before you can do something about them. And, you know, I've talked to so many people that are like, I don't do that. I'd never do that. Oh, I don't do that, right? And that self, right, to say, you know, one of, I've shared before, I'm a big fan of The West Wing, the show The West Wing. It's an old show. Probably nobody likes it, but I love it. I love The West Wing. I've watched it so many times through. And for some reason, I just renewed my HBO Max, which I shouldn't have because they're part of CNN. But anyway, I did it, and I've been watching it. And one of the episodes, or sort of a continuous theme through a lot of the episodes, is that the president has MS, multiple sclerosis, right? And he learns about having it early on before he's ever elected president, but never says anything, right? Keeps it a secret. Keeps it a secret. Like 13 people know. And if you've ever watched The West Wing, at some point he has they try to assassinate him. And his wife tells the doctor, "Doctor, I'm going to tell you this. You do with it what you will, but you are the 14th person to know that this president has MS. Tell people, don't tell people." And so the whole idea is that the president has been lying, or not lying, but just not being honest about having this MS, right? And so at some point they find out, right? The world finds out, and they have a big committee hearing, and they bring in the chief of staff, right? And they're grilling him, and then they finally take a break for Christmas, and they want to censor the president. Concurrent censure or something, so whatever that means. I'm not even sure what it even means, but it's not great, right? And the guy says, yeah, we want to offer this, you know, a way out. Give him the censor, and he can, you know, it is what it is, but we can stop the trial. And the president goes, I want to do this. And Leo McGarry's like, you can't do this. This will be this, and this will be that. And he goes, yeah, but the biggest problem is that I was wrong, right? I did this, and I was wrong. I am responsible. I should have never done that. I should have been honest, and I should have never gotten this to this position. He goes, it's not like I was actively lying, but I had many, many opportunities to come clean, and I didn't. So I'm going to do this because, in the end, I was wrong. It's like, oh, right, yeah, right. That is the biggest challenge, I think, for getting sober and getting better, is to finally admit, yeah, I was wrong. I played a role in all of this. You know, for some reason, I've been watching this. Is it called U.S. Cops? I don't know, but it's on YouTube. And these people, they're all drunk, right? Everybody's drunk. And it's just a quick reminder, because every person that I see, every one of these psychopathic mental cases that are hopped up on alcohol and behaving like idiots remind me of myself. And I'm like, that's me, right? The stuff they say, the stuff that they say, and immediately I think they're going to regret it the next day, right? It's shame, guilt, humility. I'm sorry. I'm going to shake hands. I'm bringing flowers, a card, buy all these guys, officers, food, whatever it is that I can do. Just like when I, on my last drunk, I took my son Sam, or my son David, up to Toys R Us to try to buy away the shame, right? Buy whatever you want, David, just to make me feel better. And I know that these people on the show do the same thing, right? This lady was I had to mute the television. She was such a psychopath, laying on the ground, all the cops around her, and she's like, you're choking me. And no one's even touching her. Just out of a possessed person, possessed by a devil. And it's a great example of that, because those people, and give them 6 hours, and they're completely different. Completely freaking different, right? All of a sudden, they're, I'm sorry, you know, I apologize for my behavior. And they're like, yeah, it's okay. These cops deal with these exorcisms on a daily basis. And it's really, it's freaking sad, man. So, you know, I think after we go to a lot of meetings and we hang out long enough, we start to become accountable for our behavior. And that is the humble part, right? You know, when we start to find a little humility, you know, and the humility can be found in many ways, like just going to a meeting. I've said, you know, before, we always have a choice. We have the devil's side and we have God's side. And if you're at home and you decide to go to the meeting, that's building a relationship with God. That's a humble decision. You didn't have to, right? No one's forcing you. Unless you're being forced, then, you know, it's different. But if you make a decision to go to a meeting instead of sitting on your ass at home on the couch, you've made a humble choice, right? You are building a relationship with God. That is the third step, right? We start to make better choices, and in turn, we have a better life, right? My buddy was sharing last night, you know, for however many years he would come home drunk, his wife would walk in the door and look at him with this disappointed face, like, you're disgusting, because he would be half, two, three, five sheets to the wind, and it was the same shit over and over for her. And, you know, he's gotten sober, and so far he's doing well, and his wife comes home, and he's not drunk, and that just makes her so much happier. And, you know, it's just everybody, it's a win-win for everybody, and that's awesome. So I guess, you know, my what I did, you know, just go to a lot of meetings, just hang in there, and these steps will start happening. And when you start getting into these sixth and seventh, you know, just, it's really, for me, it was about being honest, and really digging into those character defects, and let's get rid of them, right? And then let's stop doing them. It's one thing to identify, but it's another thing to actually stop it. And stopping it is very important. All right, let me read the daily reflections, and then I am going to go to work. Yeah, man, my money's been tight. You know, this is that time of the month, payroll and rent, or not rent. Payroll and rent. And, you know, I'm like, you know, getting a little nervous. Nervous. Is everyone out there, who's stressed about money? Sketchy. All right, two-way street. Here we go. June 25th. If we ask God, we will certainly forgive our derelictions. If we ask, God will certainly forgive our derelictions, but in no case does he render us white as snow and keep us that way without our cooperation. What's that saying? God will forgive us, but we have to keep, you know, the good behavior. But in no case does he render us white as snow and keep us that way without our cooperation. Yeah. Okay. Takes both of us. It takes my interest and God's at the same time, I guess. Even though I don't really think God like that. So, whatever. Read that. Enjoy that. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions. When I prayed, I used to admit a lot of things for which I needed to be forgiven. I thought that if I didn't mention these things to God, he would never know about them. I did not know that if I had just forgiven myself for some of my past deeds, God would forgive me also. I was always taught to prepare for the journey through life, never realizing until I came to AA, when I honestly became willing to be taught forgiveness and forgiving, that life itself is the journey. The journey of life is a very happy one, as long as I am willing to accept change and responsibility. That's right. You know, I still, you know, the way these things are written, this, like, interaction with this man, this God man, this man God, that's not my deal. I don't live like that. If that is your deal, that's great, but I don't live like that. You know, my God, forgiveness is me taking responsibility and changing my ways, right? That is, to me, is the ability, the chance to do that, to me, is the forgiveness by God. I don't believe that this idea, this man just forgives me, is, to me, is silly, right? It's silly, and for a guy like myself, it was easy to be disappointed in that, because that whole kind of thing is weird to me. I feel with my heart, I feel with peace, and I feel free of fear. Right. And when any of that changes, when fear comes back, there's something I've done. Right. When I'm not feeling peaceful, I've done something. Right. And God's telling me, how's he telling me? He's telling me through my heart. Right. He's telling me through the feelings of my consciousness of, you know, as soon as, I think most people would say, as soon as I've done something bad, I know regret is soon to follow, if not already there. And that's how I, that's God. That's God telling me, dude, you just fucked up, right? You need to make amends. And until you do, I'm just going to sit here and grind in the side of your heart. And so, you know, I got to clean it up, but there's no special words for me. There's no special conversation for me. It's always, you know, because I've always searched for those words. So self-centered person like myself always wants words of wisdom that come out of the air, and that just doesn't happen. And, shit, went too long. All right, everybody. I hope everyone has a great day. Later.